Well, this morning we have a guest joining us on the phone. We're talking today with Megan Benzing, who's program manager with the Alzheimer's Association Iowa chapter. And the month of November is National Alzheimer's Disease Awareness Month and Family Caregivers Month. And that last part is important. There are millions of folks across the country who are afflicted with Alzheimer's and many more that are part of the support network for a lot of those folks, and lots in Iowa as well. And we want to talk a little bit about the journey that they all go through together. Megan, how are you today?
I am doing great. How are you?
Just fine, thank you. Hey, can I ask, what got you to the Alzheimer's Association? Is there a story behind why you chose this path?
So I actually do not have a direct tie to anyone in my family who has Alzheimer's or another form of dementia, but I started out in the nonprofit sector working with individuals with disabilities and troubled youth. And so that's kind of what led me here, is just having a passion and a love for serving my community and helping those who are just in need of support and guidance and resources.
Well, we talked about it up front that millions of folks across the country afflicted with Alzheimer's, and there are tens of thousands here in Iowa that are dealing with it as well. But it's not just the individual who is going through that. It's also those around them, the support group, the support network that they have, those that are caregivers. And that's really what we kind of wanted to focus a little bit on this morning. It's a rough journey.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Talk a little bit about what it's like to care for someone who is going through some memory loss issues.
Yeah, well, we know that the demands of being a caregiver increases over time because this is a disease that progresses. And there are definitely challenges that come along with caring for someone who has the disease. It can definitely be very demanding, and often these caregivers are having to manage multiple conditions, not just memory loss. Sometimes there might be long-term physical conditions. They're going to experience behavioral and personality changes, as well as any emotional issues that are going to come along with that. It's definitely a disease that is intensive, and it can be burdensome, but that is why the Alzheimer's Association is here. We are here to help guide people through this disease and just help them to navigate it as best as they can.
Yeah, you're there as a caregiver because you are concerned, but it can be frustrating at times because sometimes you might not even hardly recognize the person that you're caring for, that you care for so much.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, this is definitely a disease that it changes the person. And You are definitely right. Sometimes it's hard to recognize this person, your loved one, who, you know, you have known for many years.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the numbers, too, because I was looking at some of the details here about how much time is spent by people who are providing care for those with dementia. And, oh boy, it's a real task. It's a real job.
Yeah, it's... usually the average life expectancy following a diagnosis is 4 to 8 years, but sometimes people can live as long as 20 years. It really depends upon the person. And that's why, just kind of during the course of the disease, that's why these tasks that caregivers have to deal with just become so intensive and they escalate.
And the number of hours that are spent in providing care to those with dementia is really, it's really a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. There are caregivers of people with dementia actually provide 27 hours more care per month on average than caregivers of people who do not have dementia.
Which is amazing when you think about it, because I see some of the numbers here, too, show that about 65 hours per month spent caring for those who need the assistance, but 92 hours on average for those who have dementia. Where do those hours come from?
Well, a lot of it, as I mentioned, this is a disease that progresses. And because it progresses and from the early stage to the middle stage to the late stage, those hours are going to increase. When they are in the early stage of the disease, they are fairly independent and they are still able to go amongst their daily tasks pretty regularly. But as they are advancing to the middle and the late stage, that independency really dwindles. They are not able to care for themselves. They may not be able to put on their own clothes or use the bathroom by themselves or shower, bathe, anything like that. And that is why those hours are just going to steadily increase. And, you know, unfortunately, that is when that time comes when caregivers are having to put their loved ones into care communities because that caring just becomes so intensive.
And I suppose it sometimes starts with just visits to that person's home if they're still living in the home, and eventually it becomes a situation where you pretty much have to live with that person before you eventually get to that point where you think that they're going to need more intensive care.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It can just start out as visits, and then as they progress, they will have to basically live with them.
And that can be awfully stressful, too, and not just for the caregiver, but for the other folks around them as well, because as we know with Alzheimer's, it can be a short-term thing or it can be a relatively long-term thing.
Yeah, absolutely. It's actually shown that 59% of Alzheimer's caregivers report their emotional stress is high or very high, and that is compared to non-Alzheimer's caregivers where they only report a 41% stress level.
Does that affect their health then too?
It absolutely does affect the caregiver's health. This is the disease that a lot of people refer to as the disease that unfortunately kills too, just because of how high the stress level and just personal health problems can get for Alzheimer's caregivers.
And it can affect a lot of things, too. It can affect, you know, situations at home, relationships, all those kinds of things.
Yeah, it does not just affect the caregiver. It does affect any family or friends who are directly affected by it, for sure.
Well, this is just my guess, Megan, but I suppose it's probably a pretty good guess. Then these folks who might be having some stress issues or ignoring maybe their own health concerns because they're giving help to others, it just tends to kind of snowball on them. They just kind of ignore it because they just don't have the time.
Yeah, that's definitely a factor that they might be in denial or they, like you said, they might ignore what's going on, and sometimes they might feel that their health and taking care of themselves is not as important as caring for their loved one who is living with dementia. But we always, at the Alzheimer's Association, try to make sure that they are also a number one priority because they are. And this is a disease that affects both the caregiver and the people living with the disease, so it is of vital importance that they are also getting the support and the care that they need throughout this experience.
And many of these at-home caregivers are the adult children of the person who is afflicted. And, you know, they oftentimes, well, they'll have jobs too, and it can really encroach on that part of your life.
Yeah, absolutely. And because of that, there are about 9% of people who, or 9% of caregivers who have to give up working entirely. And then there's 18% of people who have to reduce their work hours.
And that's difficult in a lot of different ways, too. And some folks are in a situation where maybe that's not necessarily possible where they work. So it's just more stress that's added on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, we talk about all these things, and it sounds like, oh, my goodness, what do you do? How do you deal with all these issues? Well, fortunately, there are some resources out there. Can you talk about those?
Absolutely, yeah. So the Alzheimer's Association does offer free resources for dementia caregivers. We do have local in-person and virtual caregiver support groups. We have education programs that surround topics of dementia. A very important thing for people to take away from this is our 24/7 helpline at 1-800 272-3900. It's staffed by master's level clinicians who will be able to speak to you on crisis assistance, emotional support, general disease information, or programs and resources. And then people can also visit our website at ald.org/Iowa for a wealth of information.
All right. Well, sometimes you can feel overwhelmed and sometimes maybe a little bit alone. It's just important to remember that you're not.
Absolutely. That is what we are here for. We want anyone who is dealing with this disease to know they are not alone and that we are here to help them through it.
Well, fortunately, these days we seem to talk a lot more about these things and don't just ball them up. So it's good that folks have an opportunity to be able to share experiences, whether it's through support groups or different education programs, learn more about what to expect. And then if you do need someone to lean on a little bit, there's always someone there. And this is the time to think about that during Family Caregivers and Alzheimer's Disease Awareness Month here in the month of November. Megan Benzing is the program manager for the Alzheimer's Association Iowa chapter, sharing some of her experience here with us this morning. Megan, thank you so much. Appreciate that. And thanks for providing these resources that are so important.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.